AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Employers added a surprisingly high number of jobs last month. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's another sign of economic strength.
It was a more robust gain than many expected. 216,000 jobs, 43,000 more than in November. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%. But strong gains in both jobs and average hourly wages could complicate the Federal Reserve's bid to cool the economy enough to tame inflation without causing a recession. High demand for workers often leads employers to pay them more and then raise consumer prices to compensate. That could delay the Fed's plans to start cutting rates this year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's encouraged by a nationwide drop in the number of homicides in 2023. A day before the third anniversary of the Capitol riot, Garland said,
"The Justice Department will hold all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under the law. Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy."
There is a new candidate for Congress in Maryland, former D.C. police officer Harry Dunn. He was at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. He testified before Congress months after the riot.
"There was an attack carried out on January 6, and a hitman sent them. I want you to get to the bottom of that."
Dunn is joining a crowded Democratic race to replace John Sarbanes in Maryland, who's not running for re-election. China's foreign minister says the U.S. and China must insist on peaceful coexistence and transcend their differences like they did when they established diplomatic relations 45 years ago. He also promised giant pandas would return to the U.S., specifically California, by the end of the year. Iranian officials are trying to link Israel and the U.S. to an Islamic State group claimed suicide bombing. This is AP News. Mother Nature may foul up your weekend.
Millions of Americans are going to see some bad weather. The National Weather Service says a wintry mix could make for dangerous traveling conditions through today from the Pacific Northwest into parts of the nation's midsection. The Northeast should expect heavy, wet snow and gusty winds. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. The Weather Service warning power may get knocked out in some areas there. Parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia may see ice from freezing rain. And that, say forecasters, could make travel hazardous there tonight and tomorrow. I'm Rita Foley.
A competitor in Chinese chess says he's suing the National Association in China for mental distress after he was stripped of a title for drinking alcohol and defecating in a bathtub of his hotel room at a recent competition. Yan Shenzhang doesn't deny what happened. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.